An effort to reopen California schools is stoking frustrations across the state, from parents eager to get their children back in classrooms and a governor who wants them there. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Teachers' unions say they won't send their members into an unsafe environment. Parents and behavioral experts say many school children are feeling helpless or depressed and need a classroom setting to improve their mental health. Law enforcement officials are investigating escalating threats of death and violence against Governor Gavin Newsom, his family, and the winery shops and other businesses he founded. A voicemail and emails provided to the Sacramento Bee contain graphic abusive language about Newsom, violent sexual threats against his wife, and a reference to his children. One out of every 1,000 Californians has now died from COVID-19. On Friday, California exceeded 40,000 coronavirus deaths, another milestone that comes as the state is coming out of a winter surge. More than half, at least 22,500 Californians, have died from the COVID-19 since November 1st. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Well, Sunday morning, authorities turned out at a hotel in Humboldt County to track down a man they say was a drug dealer here from San Francisco, looking for 34-year-old Joseph Greek. Another man in the room with him, 24-year-old Dale Melvin, jumped out a back window and tried to get away. He was caught inside the room. Officers found assault weapons, unregistered firearms, cash, along with certain amounts of ammunition and fentanyl. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.